Previously on Family. It is so difficult for you to show any positive emotion towards me.
Our Zahra is expecting twins, Junaid. The doctor detected a heart defect in one of the twins.
How can you do something so rash, Nadim?
Yes, I knew him.
How?
We were engaged. One way to make sure Nadira stays away from Adil.
Farida spend the next few days trying their best to comfort Zahra. Their efforts are in vain as she withdraws from even her parents and spends hours on end in tears. Fiercely protective over her daughter's fragile state, Farida explicitly instructs Junaid.
Junaid, we are not telling anyone about the divorce yet.
Look, Farida, it's going to come sooner or later.
Well, I'm telling you not to say anything now. Don't even tell any of your parents or siblings about anything.
I'll try, Fari. But if they ask me, don't expect me to lie.
It's the least you can do for our child, Zahra. She won't be able to bear all the questions, the criticisms, the comments everyone will throw at her. Junaid, do you see how weak she is?
Okay, Farida. I'm going to fetch her belongings from Shahid.
Don't.
Why?
It's only one talaq. Maybe he'll decide to retract it. If not, the least he can do is bring her belongings over. That little coward.
With Junaid being occupied with Zahra, his visits to his parents have decreased, and the only time he sees Hamza is at work. As the days pass, Hawa grows agitated at the absence of her sons, even though it's only been a few days since she's last seen them. When the phone rings, she rushes in excitement.
Hello?
Hawa, assalamu alaikum.
Oh, Opi? Wa alaikum salam, Bin. How are you? What's happening in Khod Mariko?
Poppy provides a detailed description of everything, which is nothing much that's happened in Mariko since Hawa's departure. Hawa listens longingly, missing the days she could simply walk next door for a good chat with her friend.
And how's our old shop?
Mustafa Nekirk is running it now, but it's not the same without Adam Bai. How are things your side, Hawa?
Life here is very different, Poppy.
Good different, I hope.
I wish I could say yes, but no. Everyone is busy in their own lives and the people here are just rude. Especially our own Indians. You know, I have a neighbor here. Whenever I see her, I greet her. And do you know what she does? She ignores me.
Oh no, that's terrible. Maybe she's just scared. I heard Joburg is very unsafe.
Do I look like a chore that she must be scared? Please, Poppy, to make it worse, the whole day I'm just stuck in this flat and doesn't even have a garden. You know, all I see is Adam's grumpy face and gloomy buildings all around. Never mind, tell me how's our old shop?
It's doing fine. Mustafa Nekirk is running it.
Adam misses it so much.
I'm sure he does. It's not the same without him. So, where have you and Adam been in Joburg? How many new places did you see, Hawa?
Nothing, Poppy. Nothing. Just my Junaid's house and my apartment. Nadim and Safiya are too busy to take us anywhere. And now Junaid doesn't even come visit us anymore. I don't even want to go out of my own. Because we have so many stairs to climb. Where can these legs handle it? I only go out for emergencies. I should have just stayed in Khod Mariko. I miss it so much. Tell me, Poppy, how is our old shop?
Hawa, I told you, it's okay, but not the same without you and Adam Bai. Everyone misses your tasty savories.
Yeah, Adam is so miserable. I don't know when this Junaid is going to let his father start work. Anyway, Poppy, let me go. I must still roll my rotis. I'll speak to you again then.
Junaid fights the urge to tell his sister about Zahra. Throughout Zahra's childhood, she shared a special bond with her paternal aunt, and Zahra always responded to Safiya's caring counsel. If not for Farida's explicit instruction, Safiya would have been the first person Junaid confided in. He lets out a soft groan when his phone rings and sees Safiya's number. Part of him hopes that she already knows and is calling to offer her support.
Salam, sis.
Walaikum salam, boy. Sorry for troubling you.
No trouble. What's up?
I wanted to ask you something important.
I'm listening.
Junaid holds his breath, wondering if it is concerning Zahra.
You know that Mulana friend of yours?
Mulana Ahmed?
Yeah, same one. How old is he?
Junaid is taken aback by the curious question and realizes with part relief and hopes that Safiya doesn't have any idea about Zahra's divorce.
A bit older than you, around Adil's age. Why?
Is he married?
He was married, but he lost his wife a few years ago. Why? What's this about, Sifs?
Is he interested in marrying again?
I don't know. I'll have to ask him, but why? Do you know someone who's interested?
Yes, and she'll be perfect for him. Please ask him as soon as you can, okay, boy? I think this will work out wonderfully.
I'll ask him, but I can't promise anything, Sifs.
Just ask, okay, boy? Then let me know.
Okay, I'll ask when I get the chance.
Jazakallah, boy. You're the best brother.
Safiya ends her call with Junaid, feeling more relieved than she has in days. Back to her normal self, she decides to pay her parents a quick visit. She doesn't bother changing her casual jeans and shirts before driving over to her parents' apartment. She rings the doorbell with a smile. Hawa opens the door.
Oh, Safiya, it's you. I thought it was Bai.
Assalamu alaikum, ma. Nice to see, ma.
Gee, nice to see you too. Come inside, my child.
As Safiya walks into the apartment, Hawa scrutinizes her from head to toe.
Safiya?
Gee, ma.
Since when do you dress like one Kasim Musa?
Sorry, ma.
Why are you dressed like a boy, Safiya?
But, ma, I'm not.
Do you know how upset your pa will be if he sees you dressed this way?
But, ma, Adil doesn't mind. He likes it.
Then you must leave these clothes for his eyes only. Here, take this kaftan of mine and put it on before your pa has a heart attack.
But, ma, pa is my mahram. So what's the fuss about?
He's your mahram, but he's also your father. A girl must have some sharam, Safiya. Here, put this on now.
Safiya reluctantly obliges and throws on her mother's kaftan, which is slightly short and way too loose for her. Hawa nods her approval.
Now, where's Adil?
Obviously at work, ma. I just came in quickly to see ma and pa.
Since when does Adil let you run around alone?
Ma, is everything okay? I came to visit ma, and all ma is doing is finding fault with everything about me.
No, my Betty, I'm worried about you. In our times, if a woman left her husband alone too often and became too independent, she'd lose her husband to another woman for sure. You don't want to lose Adil to someone else now, do you?
Ma, how can you even say that? What kind of mother tells her daughter something like that?
But Safiya, I'm just teaching you.
I don't want to hear it, ma. Convey my salams to pa. I'm out of here. These old folks. Oh, and keep this hideous kaftan. I don't need it. If Adil sees me in it, he will get another wife.
Safiya, wait.
Nadeem stares at Junaid's accounts. Something's not adding up. He immediately phones him.
Salam.
Wassalams, bro. Listen here. Who captured your financial info for this month?
I sent you the info, and I left it for you to do.
Something is very wrong here.
What now?
You've got sales that were made here, right? But there's no profit showing on the items you sold.
What do you mean there's no profit on the items I sold?
Did you make any personal drawings that you forgot to record?
No, Nadim, I didn't. I would have recorded it if I did.
Then something is very wrong here.
Could it be theft?
No, because then the cost of the items wouldn't be covered at all. Are you sure you didn't sell anything? Take out the cost and then, I don't know, you know, pocket the profit for yourself?
No, Nadim. Why would I do something so stupid?
Well, bro, someone is doing something so stupid. It's the only possible explanation. Question is, if not you, then who?
Sophia parks her car in the driveway and counts to 10, trying to calm herself down. She walks into a house and is surprised to see Adil awaiting her with a warm smile on his face.
Surprise!
You home early? Awesome!
Yeah, we had a power outage, so I decided to leave. I got some pizza on the way.
Great! I'm starving!
Sophia and Adil engage in pleasant chatter while enjoying their pizza, and Sophia begins to think that she unnecessarily read into Adil's reaction to Nadira when...
Sophs, you know Nadira. How did you come across her services?
Amina introduced me.
Ooh, I see.
Why? Do you remember where you met her before?
Yeah, it's crazy. She's just someone I met on the samosa run.
Oh, who would have thought? So, did you like her back then?
I wouldn't be married to you now if I did, would I?
You sure she didn't reject you?
Now, why would she do that?
Because you were in my takdir, okay? And I'm ever so glad for it, Adil. Besides, she also married someone else. She already has a daughter, you know?
Adil listens to what Sophia says, and although she feels a twinge of guilt for telling him only what she thinks is suitable, she conveniently omits that Nadira is divorced and single again. As Nadim's question hangs in the air, the answer pops into Junaid's mind.
If not you, then who could be doing this, bro? Nadim, I know exactly who it is. I'll call you back later.
Junaid slams the phone down, rubs his temples, and makes his way to Hamza, who's walking around the shop aimlessly.
Hamza, how many care sales have you made thus far?
Quite a few, alhamdulillah. Why do you ask?
What did you do with the money you made?
I banked the cost money.
And let me guess, you kept the profit, right?
Yep. Why? Is there a problem?
Is there a problem? Didn't I tell you that I'll pay you a salary at the end of the month?
No, you didn't. And at Power Shop, whatever cash sales I made, the profit was mine to keep. I thought it worked the same here.
You thought? What gave you that ridiculous idea? Why was Pa even allowing something so ridiculous? No wonder you ran Pa's business to the ground. Didn't Pa teach you the basics of running a business? I don't believe this. Are you stupid or something?
Hamza gives Junaid an offended stare.
Now, how was I supposed to know that things happen differently here?
It's common sense, Hamza. Don't you have any?
I'm sorry, bye. If you feel I don't have enough common sense to work for you, then you know what? I quit.
Didn't Pa teach him anything at all?
After Adil's inquiries, Sophia is all the more determined to ensure that Nadira does not remain single for much longer. She gives Nadira a call.
Lads, assalamu alaikum.
Sof, wa alaikum salam. It's so good to hear from you again. Where are you hiding?
Just the usual busy routine. Listen here. I was wondering, please don't feel awkward about what I'm going to ask, but my brother's friend is apparently looking for a spouse. He lost his first wife a few years ago, so I was wondering, would you be interested?
Wow, sis, it's so kind of you to think of me. Could you tell me a bit more about him? Does he have any kids of his own?
No, he doesn't. His name is Ahmad and he's an alim, but he is an absolute gentleman. So, are you interested?
Why not?
Safia ends the call and then immediately phones Junaid. Junaid answers with an irritated salam.
Bhai, did you...
Yeah, Safs, I asked him. Can you stop nagging now? You're irritating me. He said he's not interested because he's already in the process of making nikah to someone else.
What? But why?
What do you mean, but why? Because he wants to.
Doesn't he want a second wife? He's a Maulana after all.
What are you saying exactly, Sirs? What do you mean he's a Maulana? What on earth does that have to do with having a second wife?
You're right. That came out all wrong. Sorry. I didn't mean it like that. Anyway, Jazakallah for trying, I guess. Salams.
Sirs, I'll ask him if he knows anyone else, okay?
Won't stop ringing. Adam looks around wondering why Hawa isn't answering it and then finally answers it himself.
Salam.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Just the man I'm looking for.
Ah, Kader, to what do I owe this pleasure?
Adam, let me tell you, the real pleasure is still to come. And I'm not just talking about Jannah, bhai.
Don't tell me you're getting married again at this age.
I would never do such a thing to my Jalabi.
Shukar, so tell me, what is it then?
I'm coming to Jobal to meet you. Inshallah, I have some very, very important news to share with you and Hawa.
Adam wonders what news Carter has to share and looks forward to seeing a friendly face in this lonely city. Will Carter arrive as intended, or will unforeseen circumstances keep him away? All you have to do is simply find out in our next episode of Family, a Radio Islam International and Ramadan special.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, dear listeners, you just listened to episode 6 of the drama series here on Radio Islam International Family. And in today's episode, well, before we go to today's episode, I have with me Maulana Habib Bomat. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ji Maulana, in today's episode, we've seen once again Uncle Kader and Auntie Poppy coming back into the picture. What we see from here is the great, a very strong bond that Hawa has with Poppy, even though she loves her children. But how she opens up to Poppy, she never opens up to her children or daughter like that.
Yes, complaining about the stairs that she has to climb, and it's not the life she expected. She was so used to the life in Khrot Mariko. And this is one important point people should keep in mind. Elderly people are very set in their ways. It's very difficult to change their habits, especially when they are in such an advanced stage of their life. They are very set. The time they want to have the tea, the time they want to go to bed, the time they want to do this, or the time they want to do that. Now suddenly they made a big shift in life. They came from the farm, they came to the town, trying to settle down. They haven't yet quite settled down in the town. And the challenges that they are facing is that they are missing their old structures from the farm town. They're missing their friends that they used to chit-chat and open up to. Like you say, sometimes parents would not open up to kids as they would open up to their own peers, their own colleagues and people of their own age. So this is a very unique angle. They require support from people that they can talk to and they can open up to and confide to. So this is very, very important, Mala Yusuf, that sometimes we don't understand these simple aspects of life.
Gee, it totally passes us by. We don't realize it. And so this is really important. I think that part there as well, where they might love their children, but they won't open up. There's certain issues, they just, elderly people, they won't really open up. It's natural. I mean, Maulana, would you open up to a 10-year-old?
Mm.
You know, it's natural. I don't think we can just to say elderly people, but naturally, you don't really going to open up to someone 20, 30 years younger than you. You want to speak to someone your own age. So that is why I think if there's one lesson we can take from here, is that if we do have elderly parents, and we find that they always want to visit people that's their own age, maybe their neighbors or siblings or cousins, whatever it may be, let us do that with pleasure. Because what we need to realize is they going out there and opening up, speaking, it's something they cannot do with us. Even though we might want it, but naturally, your elderly parents, they might only be able to open up to their peers, not you.
That's true, and also, Marana, so the difficulty of the children. They themselves got such a hectic life, such a busy schedule, that they aren't able to spend quality time with their parents. So, the parents yearn to meet their own friends and their own clique. Like here in this case, they want to meet Poppy and Kadra. You know, just relax and talk and catch up on things. So this is the situation out there. In today's episode, we learn that parents require a support structure out of the family circle also. And that could be their peers or anyone that they get along with.
Yes, that is very true. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq, insha'Allah. That's it for today from Mawlana Habib and I. Until the next episode, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.